Daylight.
Yeah, I like that.
Dayman.
Dayman.
Fighter of the Nightman. Champion of the...
Sun.
Sun. You're a master of karate.
And friendship for everyone.
A Dayman, that's it.
Dayman. Oh.
Fighter of the Nightman.
Oh.
Champion of the Sun.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
You will respect my authority.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
No! What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Good day and welcome to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast Strep Throat Edition for Tuesday, May 18th, 2/10. My name is Tim, and I have searched the internet for the funny for you to enjoy. This podcast is brought to you by Mr. Brain's Pork Faggots.
As a scaffolder, I have been known to wolf whistle at the occasional lady, but between you and me, I only do it because it's expected of me. Leggy blondes, buxom brunettes, they're overrated if you ask me. You want to know the kind of woman I really like? A woman with brains. That's what? Oh, yeah. Nice set of brains in her freezer. A woman who serves up Mr. Brain's pork faggots. That's my kind of girl.
Real men prefer women with brains. Mr. Brain's pork faggots.
That's right, he said Mr. Brain's pork faggots. Those crazy Brits. Anyway, I've secured some audio of Russell Crowe's latest breakdown. But first, let's listen to a little Beatles music in Yiddish. Fun. Credit where credit is due. Those last two bits were found in the audio vault section of the Mike O'Mara show. Always a reliable source for the funny. Anyway, Robin Hood is in theaters, and of course Russell Crowe is promoting it on all the talk shows. Here's an interaction that he had with one particular British interviewer.
He talked about where he comes from, the location of him, the accent you've given him. There are hints to me of Irish, but what were you thinking of in those terms?
You've got dead ears, mate. You seriously got dead ears if you think that's an Irish accent. I'm a little dumbfounded that you could possibly find any Irish in that character. That's kind of ridiculous, but then it's your show.
So you're going for you're going for Northern English.
No, I was going for an Italian. Yeah. Missed it.
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. Because you know that the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out. Thank you. Russell Crowe, who waved his cigarette in farewell. Robin Hood can be seen from today, not only in the character's native Yorkshire, but pretty much everywhere else.
Good for him. I've always thought Russell Crowe was a good actor, but also a colossal douchebag. Here's the latest news with Doyle Redlin.
The San Diego Zoo acquires a Chinese man. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The San Diego Zoo added its first human specimen today, acquiring Chinese man Chang Seng Sao from a zoo in France. Chang was captured in Beijing and bred 40 times at the Paris Metro Zoo before being shipped to San Diego. Zoo spokesperson Maria Loomis.
He's a handsome fellow, and he's going to make a wonderful addition. He's so playful, too. Everyone on staff just loves to watch him.
Chang makes his public debut next week. He will be renamed Bobo. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That's all the time we have left for this episode. Here's your classic rock quote of the day. You like your life in a freeform style. You'll take an inch, but you'll love a mile. There never seems to be quite enough floating around in your loving cup.
Shut up!